The Visitor, written by K.L. Slater and read by Lucy Price Lewis.
In my experience, it starts because you want to be a better you. You start out by striving to be someone else, the perfect version of you. And then, before you know it, you're acting like someone else altogether. If you do a really good job, it's amazing how the people around you will start believing in the person who isn't really you. Once the process has started, it's difficult to back out. It's so much harder to hold your hands up and tell the truth than to just let it play out and see where things go. After all, you're not doing anything wrong. You're just trying to make a better life for yourself. And who can blame you for that? So it starts with an opportunity. Meeting the right person is crucial. I'm lucky. I'm the kind of person who learns from my mistakes. Sadly, I know only too well where the pitfalls are. I have to live with them every day. I think I have a pretty good handle on how to meet the right sort of person now, and that's why I chose her. I started by just watching and listening. It was innocent enough, at least in the beginning. Yet things that start well can sometimes start to slide very slowly. And before you know it, you're out of control. So you must take it easy. It takes time to build that momentum. Sometimes you hardly notice it's happening. You think everything's going well. And then, by the time you realise, it's too late. The damage is done. If people just do what they say they'll do, everything can turn out fine. But of course, most people do what they want to do. Always selfish, always far more interested in their own lives. And before long, the person you've tried to do your best for, put all your trust in, that person will betray you, just like all the others. Then you've no choice but to stop them in any way you can. That's what happened last time, you see. So I made a promise to myself, which I fully intend to keep. This time, I'll do things differently. This time, no matter what it costs, I'll do it right. Chapter 1. David.
Mr. Brown at number 11 is in his front garden again. This is something of an anomaly for a Tuesday morning when A, he'd usually be at work, and B, he mowed the lawn just 2 days ago. I reach for my Rolodex rotary file system. It's an original, a vintage model that I purchased from eBay for a considerable sum. Like my fountain pens and wax seals, it has that certain something that new technology simply lacks. Spreadsheets and databases can't compare with the pungent permanence of real ink, or the assurance of thick, textured paper under one's fingertips. I pull the Rolodex across the table towards me and open it at one of the three yellowed cards I filed under the letter B. I select my green fountain pen and make a note that Mr. Brown has purchased a new orange Flymo lawnmower. It's one of the less expensive models, the sort that doesn't pick up after itself by collecting the cut grass. But that isn't really surprising. When I scan my earlier entries, I'm reminded that last summer, Mr. Brown got rid of his failing fancy gas barbecue and bought a bog-standard Coles version. Also, the rusting wrought-iron bench on the small patio has been replaced with a cheap plastic version. Mrs. Brown often sits out there alone, and in all weathers, staring for long minutes at the dark, cracked concrete under her bare feet. I completely missed the signs last time, but I don't intend to make the same mistake again.